Good morning. This is Mose, and I'm here to bring the daily inspirations for the 12th day of the month by the grace of God. God is good. God is all powerful. God is mighty. I've been speaking about faith this week. And I would like to again this morning look at verse 11. I'd like to start at verse 11 this morning. But first, before we get started here, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for your love and mercy. Thank you for a new day that you've given to us. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. You are so good. From day to day, you give us a new day. You give us a new beginning. You give us new hope. And so, Father, here we are today. We bow before you, and we thank you, dear God, for who you are, for being our Creator, and for not only being our Creator, but also our Redeemer. Thank you for the promise that from old times, that you have given to us, and the promise of your coming, the promise of your second coming. So, Father, we do praise your wonderful name. I ask you this morning, dear God, that you would open my heart of understanding this morning and open my lips, dear God, that I might speak your words and not my own. I pray that your holy anointing could be upon the this little inspiration this morning, that your glory, that your name might be glorified, and it would be edifying to the listeners. We ask it in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. Okay, in Hebrews 11, through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Well, many of us know what it's like for young couples, young families, to go through the age of through the childbearing age. But we know that the childbearing age here is probably from a teenager to 40, and if God's and sometimes until 50, you know, maybe a 20, 30 year span where a lady is of childbearing age. And here, Sarah, she was 90. How old was she? I believe she was 99 years old. That is almost 50 years past the age, normal age of childbearing. And what I would like to look at this morning is the beauty and the power of God, the ability of God. You know, God is not limited. We are, in our flesh, we are limited. There's only a certain amount of things we can do. And once a lady is past childbearing age, there is just no way that any science, any medication, or any of those things can, at least I don't think so, but by medical science, I don't think that that can be brought back again. But here we are. Here is Sarah, 50 years past that age, and God came to her and he said, you shall have a child. Now, can you imagine how unbelievable this was for Sarah? But it says that through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God made a promise here to Sarah and to Abraham that there will be seed, there will be a child. And Sarah believed. Now, yes, at first she laughed at the thought, at the idea that God would tell her that she will, in her old age, deliver a child, deliver a baby. But it says that she believed. And because she judged him faithful who had promised, she believed. She knew that God was faithful. And she knew that God always provided for them. I believe she had many experiences with God before, where God probably worked miracles in their lives. I don't know. We don't have miracles. I guess we don't have many of those miracles recorded for us. But she believed. And so God was able, through her faith, to bring forth a child. Now, what if she had just continued to laugh about this in our heart, and she had just never accepted that promise? Do you think that she would be the mother of many, like she is now? Do you think that she would have brought forth a child? I don't think so. It was by faith that she received that promise, and then God was able to work in her body, in her natural body, and in her own heart. God was able to continue that faith, and he was able to bring forth a man-child that was to be the father of many nations. And so, how about us? Where is our faith? Would we have that kind of faith that embraces something like so impossible and believe? What about our children? Mothers, you know, mothers have a great influence on the children. And I guess I would just like you to challenge you, mothers, this morning. Pray for your children. Pray for your child before the child is born. Pray. And when the child is born, and there's life, like we were talking about yesterday, when there's life, then is the time to start training that child. As soon as there's life, that child can be trained and be diligent and faithful in training that child, in bringing that child to the Lord Jesus, and to encourage that child in doing that which is right, and train it up in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, the Bible says he will not depart from it. And so that is a great responsibility upon the mothers, because the mothers have a great influence on the children. Yes, it is the father's responsibility to make sure that the children are walking in the ways of God, and the children's conscience is molded and shaped as they grow up. But mothers have a great responsibility in praying for their children, in praying for their husband. And I just like to really encourage you mothers to spend a lot of time in prayer. Yes, I know you're busy, but even as you're busy, as you're washing dishes, as you're doing the laundry, as you're folding laundry and all those things, you can be in prayer. You can consider, name your child one by one and pray for them, and you can look down the years to come, and you can consider, what will your child become? Will your child become a minister of the gospel? Will he become an evangelist? Will he become a missionary? What will your child become? And pray that God will raise up your child to serve him. Pray that God will bring glory to himself through this child that you are, maybe you're sitting there nursing your child. And I would just encourage you, as you nurse your children, pray for them and ask God to grow them up. I believe that goes a long ways if the mother prays for the child and asks God to fill them with his Holy Spirit as they grow up and as they become accountable to God. You know, it is I believe there's been many mothers who have prayed their children into the faith. And so I just encourage you mothers to take the time and pray for your children. And God will raise them up to bring glory to himself, to be preachers, to be whatever. You know, many mothers have done well in this. Many mothers have failed. Train your children to honor their father. Train them. Train them to run to their father when he comes home and welcome him home and things like that. Teach them to meet father at the door with a hearty welcome and leap into his arms and all those things. That'll go a long ways it'll encourage the father and it'll encourage the child for the future. Oh, mothers, may you be an example for generations to come. Consider your role as a mother. It's a very important role. It's not just a duty. It's not just another thing that you can choose to do. It's not just a career. Yes, maybe it is a career, but it is a beautiful thing that God has ordained mothers, children, to grow up in the arms of the mother, to be nurtured and to be cared for and to be cuddled. It is so important. Oh, mothers, spend time with your children and bring glory to God. Spend time praying for your children. Mothers, oh, that the mothers would rise up today. Forget about their careers out there. Forget about making money. Forget about all those things out there that are of material value, that have no eternal value. But think about your child who has an eternal soul, has eternal value, and spend time with your child, nurturing and training and mothers, may you walk in the way that Sarah did here and teach your child to honor the father in the home, and to honor God. As your children grow older, take time to tell them Bible stories and to sit with them and encourage them in many ways. Oh, may God's grace be upon you, mothers. May you realize the importance of your position as a mother in the home. Well, it is time to move on. May God bless you and give you grace and wisdom. Yes, it's not a small thing. It's a big thing. The mother's responsibility is a big thing. So God be with you today and forever. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, I do thank you for your grace and mercy, and I thank you for mothers, Lord. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that this morning your name can be exalted and lifted up. I pray that every mother that listens to this would be challenged, would be encouraged to be faithful, even as Sarah was faithful. We just commit these things to you, Lord, and pray that you would bring fruit out of this little devotional, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.